This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
We get those.
Love and hate.
Well, there's, you know what? Actually, we like to focus on the hate because that's just seems to be the way. We get so much love, more than anyone deserves.
And listen, we read it and we appreciate it.
Right.
It's just that the hate really is the one that hits you in the face.
Right.
And so those are the ones we remember. But we love all the text messages.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your time, for sure. All right, so here's some of the stuff. Did John know making that gastric monstrosity cost him a steak and a BJ?
No, I didn't tell him. I didn't want to bum him out.
It would have bummed him out.
But when I smelled it right when I walked in, I went, oh, well, there's that. He's already making dinner.
415 says, Dr. Evil Genius reminds me of SWAT Monkey, and those are not good memories.
Oh,
sorry,
I love
Maddie.
SWAT Monkey. Every week we used to do, he'd write this radio play that we would act out at 5:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
Yeah. It had some good days, but it had some very bad days, too.
Well, 5:30.
Yeah. Well, and also he had just written it at 5:20.
Oh.
So, but sometimes he'd work on it all week and have it, but other times he's like, oh, crap, SWAT Monkey, and he'd have to, like, come up with a script, and it would just be some stupid thing. But it was fun to do.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. I was Officer Slaterra. That was my name, my character's name. Officer Slaterra.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't remember what No Name's name was. He was also an officer, though. We were the cops, and then SWAT Monkey would come in and help us solve crimes, and Dr. Evil Genius was always behind them.
Oh, Dr. Evil Genius was a character.
Oh, yes.
That's where it comes from.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I didn't know if that was just a bit. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil Genius, people, stop encouraging more human. Jeesh.
Oh, God. I love Dr. Evil. I miss Dr. Evil.
I agree, too.
What does Garage Cat say?
I don't know where I am.
Are you just wandering around in a Prozac haze?
Oh, God. That Vinny. How do I get him out of my life?
Leave. You can leave.
Yeah, run away.
Yeah, that's
run
my
away,
house.
Garage
I
Cat.
I pay those bills. You can leave anytime. 707 says, I just watched Survivor. Bradley is such an ass.
Yeah. He almost got it, too.
Well, he definitely got a cold splash of water.
Sure did. Yep.
Got my tickets to see Rudy with Scott on Tuesday. So excited, says 510.
It's a big deal. Yeah. Super fun.
Oh, that's not on your website, Rudy.
Yep, Rudy.
Please tell Hooman to clean both camera lens before taking pics, unless he's going for that soft focus glamour shot look. I think he filters his pictures. He pimps them out.
Oh, hold on.
That's probably what's going on there.
That picture was no good?
No,
I bet it was great.
I'm sure he like filtered it out and made it look, you know, whatever. 650 says, can Katy Perry please abuse her power with me? Please?
Yeah, that's, some people want that. Some people don't. That little 19-year-old virgin didn't. Poor thing. Poor
925 says, Melania Trump also with Donald for the money. He uses her for eye candy.
There can't be any other explanation.
Sarah, don't you mean Stormy wants to have her not cake?
I got it.
And eat it too?
I can't say that on the radio.
Right.
But that is what I meant. I mean, sort of.
Sarah, my throat totally gurgles at the worst times too.
Oh, funny.
My favorite is during a quiet meeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. If I had to sit in meetings all the time and it was quiet, like my stomach is constantly making noise, but my throat does this gurgle thing. I think it's the coffee. I mean, or just being alive. I don't know what it is. It happens all the time. And boy, did it happen at the work. We're all just silently listening to Fabio. And that's the one part without music on it, too. And right when he stops talking, my throat goes.
I'm hearing it in stereo in my speakers right into my ear holes. I don't want to react, but I react every time.
We all fell on the ground. Like, I didn't even know it was going to happen. We all just started laughing. I feel so stupid. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
408 says, is Yuzi feeling better or was that a job interview after all?
Why? Did you guys say that?
Yeah, I said, well, she's either really sick or she's got a job interview. One of those.
Look at me today. Do I look like I won a job interview yesterday?
Well, you know, you're a really good actress.
Taken a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Physical exertion, all the things I had to do to get that job.
Trying out for the Giants. We don't know what you're up to.
That is a little sore, Vinny.
408 says, is that the infamous Jason Sisko? Will he be at the premiere? No, it's not Jason Sisko.
Another
he lives
Jason.
Down south. It's Jason from Specialized.
Oh,
you met him. He came in
here. Yeah, I've met him before.
And he does those movie reviews.
Yeah.
And that's why he was saying, oh, God, I really want to be at that. And he even said to me, you know, I really don't want the book to ruin the movie for me. Mm. So I'm not reading the book. Mm. I am going to see that movie first.
Oh. Okay, well, I put him on the list.
All right.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Ready Player One preview that we get to take some listeners to.
And a bunch of our friends. Oh.
I'm not interested in the Ready Player One. Can I just come for the olive screening?
I don't think there is an olive screening.
I want to go to that.
I want to go to that,
too. I'd like to be at that.
I mean, one of these days, you just have an olive event, and we should invite some listeners, and we should all sit and watch Olive. I mean, you made a movie. Like, people should see it. You're a movie reviewer who made a movie. Mm. It must be the best thing ever. I mean, you're a critic. Love to see it. How come you're not talking?
Hey, Hooman.
Getting ready for his movie review, I guess. Vin from the other day, use a washcloth in the tub to cover your man area and to keep it warm. It works for girls and their boobs. Happy Thursday.
Oh, I just fill up the tub far enough that my boobs are covered.
So water flows over the sides of the tub when you're in there.
No.
What are you talking about?
What have you got, like a 6-inch deep tub?
No, not
just
that
fill
deep.
Up, you
when you
fill
try
up
to
the tub
lay down into the tub.
You sink down and your boobs go in.
What?
They go right under.
All right. You say so.
Maybe you're just really light and you float at the top.
Am I that light?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know why your wiener's out in the air.
I'm a like, toadstool.
Yeah.
look at that.
It's time. Oh. Who's that?
Do you have to know?
Is it not allowed? I'm not allowed to know.
Bryn.
Bryn.
All right, everyone. I want to dedicate this movie review to a huge Sarah and Vinny listener. Her name is Anna. She works at Facebook, and it's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Go shorty.
HBD.
Happy birthday from all of us, Anna.
Happy birthday.
Good for him.
All right, everyone. Welcome back, Rudy. You just got back from Minnesota, right?
I did, yeah. Minnesota and Denver.
How was the shows out there?
It was a blast. It was cold. Very cold. Snow everywhere.
Mm-hmm. How was the audience?
They were incredible.
Any groupies?
Yes. Minnesota, thank you. I just want to tip my cap to Minnesota.
Well.
I didn't realize.
Too bad we're not doing a secret show.
I know.
I can't wait to hear the story.
I would love to unveil that secret. So, yeah.
Well, so are you coming on next week?
No, I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait for the groupie stories.
I guess, unless, you know, we can figure something out.
Next week is Scott Caporo doing a movie review. The week after is Corey Rosen. Then we'll bring Rudy back for a movie called Blockers.
Well, maybe you can come in on Tuesday and do the secret show with us Tuesday.
That'd be cool.
See,
that'd be fun.
All right.
Yeah, I had a good time in Minnesota. That's all I can say right
now. Fantastic.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Tomb Raider 2018. Stars Alicia Vikander and Kristen Scott Thomas.
Oh.
So in this film, Alicia is given a mysterious key 7 years after her father's disappearance.
Ooh, mysterious.
The key leads her to a secret island where a magical Japanese queen is buried. Will Alicia get to the queen before the bad guys steal her powers?
Oh.
What a plot.
That was the question.
Well, Rudy, obviously, I think everyone's wondering, Who wore it better, Angelina or Alicia as Lara Croft?
Here's the thing. The Lara Croft that you saw with Angelina Jolie, since that was based off of the video game, I just feel like that really, she just kind of embodied Lara Croft much better. This new one with Alicia, what was her last name? Alicia
Vikander.
Vikander. I feel like they were trying to make her a little bit more down to earth, and I think that kind of took away from the fantasy, which is Lara Croft. So I gotta say, Angelina Jolie was by far a better Lara
Croft. So you've seen the other ones, and yes, you think she was just better.
She was, and because the thing is that you got to remember the other movies were an adaptation of the video game. So mm-hmm. anybody who was into the video game, and I played the video game, anybody who was into it saw the similarities and saw the hints and the nods to the video game. This one, I feel like they were trying to make it a little more real, and that it kind of took away from.
It has like
from
a Raiders
the
of the Lost Ark. Feel to it.
Yes, completely stole from Raiders. This whole movie is a steal of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Like some of the traps that get set and sprung and she ducks under. And but I actually thought, they're trying to make it more of like a standalone thing that they could actually base video games off of as opposed to the other way around.
No, the other one was definitely, I mean, when it comes to the video game, you relate the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raiders to the video game. This one, like I said, I think they were trying to make this one a little more real, maybe show her humanity a little bit more, but it took away from the fantasy of the entire Tomb Raider, saga.
All right, let's keep going. First Tomb Raider was in 2001. The treasure was the Illuminati Triangle. The bad guy was Jorah Mormont.
Oh,
can you believe
really?
That?
Know that.
Huh. The second Tomb Raider, 2003, the treasure was Pandora's Box. And in 2018, the Tomb Raider, the treasure is a magic princess.
I can't believe the other Tomb Raiders were 15, 17 years ago.
2001
crazy.
And 2003.
That's crazy to me.
Put them in order. 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to go with number one. The Tomb Raider number one.
In 2001?
In 2001, that was the best one.
Okay.
And then Tomb Raider number two in 2003, that ranked second because it followed that imaginative, let's do what the video game says. It followed that method. And then this more recent one comes in at number three.
I'd put number two at number one. From 2003, I'd put number 2001 at number two. And then
are
I
those
put this
good
one.
Movies, though?
No. Well, they're all terrible.
That's the thing, though. Oh. But they're so bad. They're so corny.
But at least you had Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but they're enjoyable because they're so bad. They got like these weird stunts in the first two, stuff that is clearly like, they didn't put a lot of thought into how they were going to shoot this.
Yeah.
But it was so bad that it was actually enjoyable if you just appreciate the corniness of it all.
Let's talk about Alicia. Is she badass enough to play this character? Did you buy into this 5'5" woman being able to kick the crap out of dudes who are 6'3", 250 pounds?
Now look, there's some badass 5'5" women. Ask my mom. Like my mom can still handle me with just a look of the eye. You know what I mean?
I'm not strong in the eye.
I'm not taking away her badassery. All I'm saying is that there was some guys in this movie that there's no way in hell that she should have choked out the way that she did. And fought the way that she did. So that was a
little bit.
Talk
about the beginning of the film. Remember what they showed at the beginning of the movie?
In the beginning of the movie, poor Alicia, poor Lara Croft, she gets her ass handed to her. She gets beat up really bad in a UFC fight. But it was like they were sparring.
Against another chick.
Yeah, and this lady, the lady she was fighting was like a very nice lady. She wasn't even like a badass lady. She wasn't even like a villain type. So from the very get-go, you kind of get the feeling that this Lara Croft maybe is not so skilled when it comes to the art of fighting. So that kind of it took away from.
So she
from
loses
the fantasy
to some lady in the first couple minutes of the thing, but then later in the same film,
she
just somewhere found the fortitude within herself. So now she's going to come back after this adventure and be like an MMA champion, right?
Well, I hope so. She's got some time off now to kind of train a little bit and figure out some Muay Thai or something like that because she was getting beat up pretty bad in the first movie. Or in the first scene of the movie.
So I
hope that somehow, some way, she comes back with a little more skill.
Yes, Vinny's hand is up.
Yes.
Rudy,
yes.
Would you say that your story from Minnesota will rival the stories you told from Italy on our podcast 2 weeks ago?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say yes.
I can't wait
because
Tuesday, everybody.
The one in Minnesota, it involves some snow play. There's definitely some snow action going in there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, we could do a secret show.
I was making more than snow angels, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
You don't. You don't. That's the beauty of that. That's
snow
the beauty
devils?
Of that story.
All
You'll
right.
see.
Okay.
You'll see.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, well, I hate to ask, but will there be a part two, or will this be one and done?
Unfortunately, I think that there will be a part two, because the way that the movie ended, it was one of those endings that alluded to the fact that, hey, we'll be back. And I was very disappointed to see that.
And let's just end with just a couple more things. Did you think they spent too much time and money on the end credits?
Dude, that was the most visually pleasing part of the movie. Was the end credits.
What was so great about them?
It was just...
They were so animated.
Right.
And there were just like all these things flying around, the titles and the names of each person. And we're like, bro, how much did they spend on these end credits? Because we were sitting there watching the end credits.
But it was so noticeable, though. That's
the thing.
Was
there an Easter egg?
No.
So you sat through the end credits
just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because I had to kind of wake up. I had to kind of shake off disease that I was kind of going through, because it was that kind of movie. But yeah, it was so noticeable how much effort they put into the end credits that you couldn't help but watch it, because it was like, where was this?
Yeah,
where was all this creativity, all this imagination in the last hour and a half that I just sat here?
Usually, they run out of money at the end of a film, like the movie Leap, which Vinny and I talk about often, this cartoon movie. They ran out of money. But this one, they seem to have a plethora of money at the end.
For the credits.
They had some leftover money, so they decided to pump it into the credits.
I guess they did. They I don't know if they invested in the right place. But they could have used some of that throughout the first 90 minutes of the movie. But, you know, I guess the end credits definitely got the works.
I'm going to sum it all up here. But when you sum it all up, maybe you can talk about the video game, you know,
versus. Yes.
Yeah. This could have been good. This film, Tomb Raider 20, could have been good. But it's so mediocre. Alicia is cool, but I don't know if she's a badass enough person to be the only name in the film. She's it. Like, she has to carry this whole film. I don't know if that was the right choice. I mean, at least cast a really famous person as a bad guy.
Well, what about Kristen Scott Thomas from The Horse Whisperer 50 years ago?
So she's the only reason I said her name is... because she's in it, but she's in it for about 4 minutes.
Right.
So she's the only one.
Didn't even really have an
star.
Impact on it. Mm.
The best thing I can say about this movie is it was better than A Wrinkle in Time.
Ooh.
With that being said, I'm going to give it 1.5 Persian rugs.
Wow. So, okay, here's the thing. As a guy who played the video game, and as a guy who's kind of fascinated by movies that used to be video games, then they do the adaptation, when it comes to that, when you're doing that type of movie, you either have to be very true to the video game, or you have to go deeper and find some sort of deeper story, some sort of substance, so that people can get, you know, you can latch onto the movie. This movie did neither one of those two. Mm-hmm. It strayed away from the video game, and her character and the story just didn't have a lot of weight. So there's really nothing I could sink my teeth into. And then on top of that, they didn't even have any of the regular typical Lara Croft weapons. You know, so I don't want to spoil it or anything, but she's running around with a bow and arrow.
And
most
it's
of
cocked
the, time.
The whole time.
And it's just like, that's not Lara Croft. You know, that Lara Croft is motorcycles and handguns and Glocks in both hands and just badassery to the max. And they just strayed away from that way too much. Plus the story itself didn't have any substance to it. So I'm going to have to give it one piñata. One pinata.
What's inside the pinata?
Inside the pinata is just a cocked bow and arrow, because that's all she had the entire movie, was this cocked bow and arrow the whole time.
You break that thing, it's going to shoot you in the forehead.
Right, right, so you're probably better off just maybe staying away from it.
All right, well, listen, I'm sorry we don't get to hear the Minnesota groupie story.
I will get to it eventually,
Tuesday,
believe me.
Tuesday.
But Tuesday is the day.
I want to share it with Vinny
that.
Eventually.
Well, he clearly wants to hear it.
The snow somethings or something.
I think I figured out they built a snowman and then you put like a... on it.
Yeah, a carrot or some coal, you know, whatever it is that you might need. Mm. Something like that.
You had a snowman threesome?
Well, I don't want to get too deep into it.
Oh my god, you had a snowman threesome?
That means threesome.
I love where your mind is going right now, Vinny.
Huh?
I cannot wait to hear this story Tuesday on The Secret Show. Rudy, thank you so much. You have a couple things coming up I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Here they are. On Friday night, you're at the Vinyl Room Burlingame.
Burlingame, yes.
Saturday night, you're at the Uptown for Uptown Comedy Night. That's in Oakland.
Yes.
And then it looks like you're heading out to Tahoe is that Monday?
No, actually, that one is a typo. That I'm going to be with Scott Capurro on Tuesday at the Punchline. And then I'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club on Wednesday night.
All right. All perfect.
Right. A good time.
So you have a bunch of local shows
out. Yeah, so if you want to come check us
go
out.
Go to RudyOrtiz.com.
Thank
for
you very
all
much.
The info. We're RadioAlice.com. Thank you guys. Great Thanks. Job.
Right on.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooray. Happy Thursday. It's almost here. I can smell you coming, Friday. Mm. You smell good. Ooh.
Better than that dinner your husband cooked.
Yeah, oh man. It actually, you know, it actually smelled good. I'm like, all right, we'll give that a try. But man, that was a concoction.
That's
from
the
hell.
Definition of goulash, right? Isn't that
basically just... everything that was in the fridge that what he cleaned out the fridge and put it all in there. And it actually smelled good. I'm like, okay. But there was like some beans that he hadn't soaked long enough and they just they didn't cook all the way. It was just like, oh man, we'll eat this. And I don't think it'll kill us. And the cleaned out fridge is a plus, you know, I guess. So maybe I'll make today steak and a lap kiss. Or just steak. I mean, honestly, I'm very tired.
Oh, really? Listen to you. I'm very tired, she says. God.
Just steak. And I'll have him cook it for me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'll just tell him
what
I want.
You go.
Well, that's me. Hello. So
you got life figured out, don't
you? I really do, man. I mean, some days I'm like, God.
Or John does. I don't know which one.
I don't know. He'd be getting more lap kisses if he had it all figured out. All right. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Hey,
yes,
close
dear.
Those circles.
I'm going to try to. Vinny gave me a, it's a Apple Watch, right? Yes. Not an iWatch. I keep wanting to say iWatch. I'm trying. But he just helped me configure the whole thing. I got it all set up. I have very little activity on here. So
well, you're...
I have done all my standing up, though, for every... I'm supposed to stand up a bunch.
That's good.
So I'm
trying. How about you're
do
sitting
that.
Down?
I have that. Yes, I'm... That's done my that longest too. Loop. Too bad that's not one of the rings. Right. I would have that murdered by 10 a.m. All right. Stick around. Money to be given away on Alice all day. 12K a day. And we'll see you on Friday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.